Hi, I'm Dave Adams. This is USA Heartbeat, the pulse of freedom. As we are watching the news and listening to the political rhetoric, it is often easy to just become jaded and just to sit back and watch and become a spectator in the events that are happening in this great nation of ours today, the United States of America. And like me, many of you are probably wondering, I just don't like what I'm hearing. I don't like what I'm watching and what I'm hearing on TV and radio, and I want this nation to come together again. So let me propose this as one option, one possible way to change things. Start changing things in your sphere of influence, in your little world, in my world. Try to do something nice for somebody today. I know that sounds like a little thing, and you might think, how could me doing one nice thing for a person change things? If everybody did one nice thing today for somebody, maybe we would start seeing things to change a little bit. The largest or the farthest journey begins with a single step. And I would propose this as well, that if we just sit back and do nothing and become a spectator on the events that are happening and unfolding on the networks across on TV in America, then we're guilty of perpetuating the riots, even if we don't actually throw bricks or get involved in a negative way. We need to get involved in a positive way in order to change the course of this nation. We need to step out and do something positive. I came across a story this morning that we've posted the link. Como TV did a story about a man by the name of Robert Searles in Seattle. Robert Searles lives in a housing project and goes up and down Pike Street and passes a football to anyone who will catch it. And it brings a smile to their face because it's become a rite of passage in Seattle to catch a Pike Street pass from Robert Searles. And Robert says he's doing it because he just wants to bring the country together. There's so much angst and so much turmoil in cities like Seattle and Portland that just passing a football across traffic and across the street and have somebody catching it and having them give the high five that they caught a Searles pass is cool. It's him reaching out to his community and saying, I care about you, let's have some fun, and let's bring Seattle together again. Seattle and many other nations, or many other cities in this nation, need a Robert Searles to make a Pike Street pass and bring their communities together. So what can we do? What can we learn from Robert Searles? And by the way, the story goes even deeper than that because he was going home to his apartment complex. A man behind him said 6 feet. And Robert thought he was talking about the distance in the elevator and said, no, it's only 4 feet wide. Searles turned around and the man viciously attacked him and stabbed him 13 times with a knife. He bled profusely, but no vital organs were lost, and apparently he lost about half the blood in his body. Robert Searles survived, and he is still walking and still passing his football on Pike Street in Seattle. If you go to Seattle, you might see him there, and hopefully you'll have the honor of catching a Pike Street pass. But in our communities, as we go home, what can we do? Do we do a football pass across the street to connect to our friends and neighbors? Do we make cookies for the person next door? Can we start out simply by saying hello? Can we start out simply by saying, are you okay today? Are you having a good day? Let's do something kind to someone today that you do not know. Pick a stranger out in the street and just do something nice for them. If we do something nice for them, they do something nice for somebody else, and it perpetuates and it grows. And we need to see a movement grow across this country, not a movement of riots and distrust and discord and anarchy. We need to see a movement like the Pike Street Pass in Seattle from Robert Searles. A movement that says, hey, we're all in this together. We're Americans. We love freedom. We all believe that we're all important, that all men are created equal, such as it says in the Declaration of Independence and our founding documents in this country. All men are created equal. We believe that. We love freedom. We honor freedom. We honor the men and women who put on the uniform every day and protect us. There are men and women in law enforcement who shouldn't be there, but there are many, 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 many more, thousands more, that should be there and are doing a good job every day, and we need to support them. There are men and women who put on the uniform of the United States military every day, and we need to support them as well. We need to come together as a country and support the ideals of the United States of America. And when we don't live up to those ideals, let's struggle and endeavor to do so. Let's set the bar high and let's meet that bar. And when we fail to meet that bar, let's continue to strive until we do. Because all men are created equal. All women are created equal. We're all the same under God's sight. And we all are Americans. We all love freedom. We all love the ideals of this country. Let's work together to make that happen. And let's make the Pike Street Pass go across the country. Robert Searles, good for doing that. Good on you. And thank you, buddy. Hopefully someday I get to meet you. And hopefully we all do. And hopefully we'll start doing something in our communities like the Pike Street Pass in Seattle. I'm Dave Adams, and this is USA Heartbeat. It's the pulse of freedom.